Welcome to the Deep Dive, your express route to getting genuinely well informed. We dig into the data, unearth the surprising facts, and really help you cut through the noise. Today, we're tackling a topic that gets a lot of buzz in the music world, 360 record contracts.
Yeah, and our main source for this is a transcript from a YouTube video. It's called Pros of 360 Record Contracts in the Music Industry from the channel The Modern Musician. Mm. So our mission today is really unpack the potential upsides these deals might offer artists. Explore what they actually mean strategically.
It's pretty interesting when you look at how the incentives line up, especially given what most people, think about record deals generally. This deep dive, it's really about showing a specific angle on why an artist might actually go for a 360 deal, maybe challenge some assumptions along the way. Okay, let's lay the groundwork for you. So the source makes it clear, a 360 deal isn't just about selling albums, right? It's more like a partnership where the label gets a slice of, well, all the artists' income streams, touring, merch, endorsements, even publishing sometimes. It's definitely not just about the music itself anymore.
Exactly. And that changes the whole dynamic, you see, because the label has skin in the game across the board.
Yeah.
They're super motivated to make sure you, the artist, earn as much as possible everywhere. It creates this really strong vested interest in your total success. That's a big shift from the old ways.
Right. So it's not just throwing more marketing cash at something. It's a deeper commitment. Like, the source talks about labels acting almost like a pseudo manager.
Mm.
What does that actually look like in practice for an artist's career plan? I mean, sounds like they're in it for the long haul, not just the next single.
That's a really good way to put it. The key insight is that the label's focus shifts, right? From just selling units to, well, building the entire career. They're investing in your brand for maybe like 10 years, not just the next album. That gives an artist a kind of stability that's honestly, incredibly rare in this business. Very valuable.
And that stability must translate into some real practical help, especially for artists just starting out. The source mentions labels often covering expenses, even booking whole tours. For someone new, what kind of difference does that actually make?
Oh, it's huge. Think about it, the cost of recording, marketing, putting a tour together. It's massive for a new artist. The source points out, yeah, labels fronting a lot of that cash, handling the tour logistics. That's not just, a nice little bonus.
Yeah.
For someone emerging, it could literally be the thing that lets them turn a passion into an actual career. It takes off enormous financial pressure.
Okay, here's something that seems kind of counterintuitive, but the source really highlights it as a major plus for the artists. Freedom. How does giving away a piece of everything actually free up more time for making music?
Well, it's pretty straightforward, actually. You're essentially outsourcing all the business stuff. The source lists it out: promotion, booking, management tasks, merch, licensing. The label handles that. So if you're the artist, imagine not having to deal with all that complex, time-sucking work. It frees you up to pour that energy back into the creative side, right? Mm-hmm. Developing your sound, writing songs. That headspace alone is, well, priceless.
Which brings us to connections. How hard is it for an artist on their own to build that kind of industry network? The source really emphasizes this, that an independent artist just doesn't have the same reach, the same contacts as a major label. Those labels have roots going back years.
Oh, building that yourself. It's incredibly difficult. I mean, realistically, maybe impossible in a short time. Labels already have relationships set up, with agents, publicists, brands, media, stuff an indie artist would spend ages trying to develop. That access gives you an immediate, really powerful platform to build from.
That network seems even more critical now, especially when you see major labels buying into other areas, right? Investing in management companies, marketing firms, touring businesses, web stuff. That integration must create some serious synergy. Like, what does that mean for cross promotion?
It means the label isn't just pushing your music through the usual channels. If they also own a touring company, maybe they slot your dates alongside bigger acts. If they've got a strong web presence, they weave your brand into online platforms they control. It's about leveraging this whole ecosystem they're building, yeah? Not just isolated efforts. It really amps up an artist's visibility.
So looking at the source overall, it does paint a pretty positive picture. It says these 360 deals are a popular way for musicians to start out and build a real support system.
But, and this is important, what's the trade-off? Even this source, which focuses on the pros, explicitly mentions that these contracts can also stifle and limit creativity. That's the flip side we have to talk about.
Okay, so the very thing that aligns everyone's interests, that 360 view, could actually end up boxing the artist in creatively. How does that usually play out? Or, like, what are the warning signs that maybe the label's pushing things away from the artist's vision?
Well, the source hints at this by really stressing that you need to understand what it means for your creative vision before you sign anything. Often it comes down to the label wanting stuff that's commercially safe, you know, maybe less experimental. They've invested in this whole business model around you, and sometimes pure artistic freedom can get tangled up if it's not clearly protected in the contract itself. Like, do they get final say on your album? Are there clauses about what kind of music you have to make or where you have to tour? That's where the support can feel more like control if you're not careful.
Which is exactly why the source advises being really careful, really understanding the deal before putting your name on it. It's all about making sure it fits your specific path, your art. So, wrapping up the upsides we've explored today, there's the solid financial backing, the logistical help, the extra time it buys you for creativity, those crucial industry connections, and that big potential for cross-marketing. It's definitely a comprehensive package.
And stepping back, looking at the bigger picture here, it's really about figuring out how to navigate a very complicated industry. These deals have many sides, and like we've said, getting your head around the whole thing, the big benefits and those potential creative tensions, is just vital for any artist wanting to succeed.
Absolutely. Which leaves us with a final thought for you to chew on. What does it truly mean to own your art, your career, when you enter a partnership like this, where success is so interlinked and the lines between, the creative and the commercial get pretty blurry? It really makes you think about that balance, doesn't it, between being an entrepreneur and being purely an artist in music today.